So let's do now the laws of prayer. We're doing now chapter 92. Previously we learned that for davening you have to prepare yourself in various different matters. So you have to have the right place to daven, and you have to have the right garments to daven. And then now we're going to talk about how your body, the right way your body has to be prepared as well. So he's talking about here, Hanitzrach l'nekovav v'din rechitza u'shar achonis u'bayutzifim. This is talking about one who needs to use the facilities while he's davening, and also the laws of bathing, I guess, before the davening, and other preparations, going to the mikveh. No, it has 10 subsections. Okay, subsection Aleph, Sif Aleph, Gufoy Ketzad. We said earlier that your body also has to be prepared for the davening. How so? How we talk about? Hoya tzorich l'nekovav, if one needs to use the bathroom, al yispalil ad sheyifna, do not pray until you do your needs, okay? Because shum shenemar hi chayin likras lekecha Yisrael. It says, prepare yourself for your God Israel. Which means Israel, before going to Hashem, we should be prepared. Our body should not be in needs of anything else but to Hashem. V'im ispalel, and if one did daven, tfilosoi toyeva, his davening is repugnant. It's not a good davening. V'tzorich lachzir v'lihispalel, he must re-daven, he must daven again. B'med dvorim amurim, this is only talking about b'gidoilim, if you have to relieve yourself. For gedolim, avol b'ketanim, but one who used to just do ketanim, which is urine, ain't tzorich lachzer v'lispal, then you don't have to daven. So daven again. If you daven while you needed to relieve yourself, then though davening is not acceptable. But different by ketanim. But filu b'gedolim, even by gedolim, ain't tzorich lachzer elo k'she'ein yochel lahamid atzme shiur hiluch parso. It's only said if you cannot hold it in, what it takes too long to go a parsha. That's how urgent that you have to relieve yourself. But if a person can't hold himself back, what it takes to walk a parsha, b'di'evad, after the fact, you fulfill your obligation. You don't have to daven a second time. But to begin with, lo yispalil beguf meshukitz, a person should not daven with a body which is repugnant, which is not prepared properly. Even if he's going to pass the time for davening, he won't be able to daven. You'd rather pass the time than daven while your body is not ready. Asur kozman shegufe mishukatz. We're talking about even studying Torah, as long as your body is in that state that you have a need to go, you shouldn't study Torah. The yesh mishamatir, there are some people that say that it's okay, afilu lachadchila. Other people disagree, and they say that, here we're talking about that, we're not talking about that you can't wait for a parser, but here we're talking about that even lachadchila, if you have the ability to wait a sheer parser, then you're still okay. We can rely on this opinion if it's in a situation that while he's going to relieve himself, he's going to lose the time for davening. So if you're not that urgent, in other words, you can hold it in for what it takes to go a parsa, then it's okay for you to daven in that case. If it's more than a parsa than at all, then you have to even daven again, we said before.
But parsa a time?
Parsa is a distance of walking. What it takes, a walking of a distance, okay? And that's already a debate exactly how to translate it into practical time, but I'm going to leave that because it's not clear, very clear, and it still keeps on talking about this shiurim. For practical purposes, one should see to it that he doesn't need to use the facilities before you start to daven. The kol zeh, the above is true, that he needs to he feels the urge before he starts to daven. But if he has he started praying already, then he has a desire, then he has an urge, whether it is for ketanim or for gedolim. If he can hold himself back until he finishes his prayer, then you should hold back. You should not interrupt because you're standing doing the Amidah. You shouldn't be walking around while you're doing the Amidah. Even if it's for ketanim, if it is in the middle of the prayer. Basically, in the middle of the davening while you're doing the Amidah, as long as you can hold yourself back, then don't interrupt. But v'im eina yochel hamid atzmai. It's a very stringent halacha here. If he cannot hold himself back, so yafsik legedolim. So if you have to relieve yourself, then you can interrupt. Aval katanim lo yafsik. But for katanim, you shouldn't interrupt. V'afilu ma'im sheisin abirkov. Even if it drips on his knees, mamti nachi yichlu hamayim. So he waits until it finishes, and then he goes back to his prayer, and he doesn't have to distance himself, as it's written in Siman Ayin Ches.
But then you get the issue of the odor sometimes.
Yeah, well, that would be another issue. But here, from this itself, because it's covered in Siman Ayin Ches, then the issue becomes, sometimes, like if there's an odor or if it's on the floor, there's other. This is all assuming that it's dripping and it's covered, so it's not literally over there. It's in Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel in Siman Ayin Ches, in which the Alter Rebbe writes, once it's covered, it's okay. And if it's in the distance for Amos, depending on exactly the situation. Okay, but in those cases. But what happens? What about if it's in the middle of doing the Shema and its blessing? So over there, there's no problem with stepping out in the middle. It's the Shema, you can step out. He can distance himself. He can do what he needs to. If he wishes to, you read as you're walking. No, that's kedarkei usually. So he has the choice. If you want, you can distance yourself from the place you're davening and you do what you need to do over there. And if you want, you can read regularly. And then you can hold back until you finish the davening. So this is talking about for gedolim tzorich lahamid atzmei im yochel, but if he needs to go for gedolim, then you have to hold back if you're able to. Lo yafsik afilu b'krishma b'chaseh, even in the middle of the Shema and the blessing, you shouldn't interrupt. Afilu b'suka de zimra mebaruch shomer ve'elach, even starting from suka de zimra, from baruch shomer and on, over there too, you should not interrupt. This is talking about that we're talking about an urge in which he can hold back. Mm-hmm. So he says, that his urge is not so much that he is going to violate the prohibition of Baal Tishaktsu. When a person holds himself back, and generally, even if not, not for davening. If he holds himself back, if a person needs to use the facilities and he forces himself not to, sometimes you're violating the prohibition. If it's such an urge that you have to, then it's called Baal Tishaktsu.
Hurting your body.
So that's only Shir Parsha. It's a situation where he can't wait till a Parsha and still he forces himself. So then you are actually, Torah says, don't cause yourself to become repugnant yourself to come to such a bodily situation. But if it's such a situation that it would be Baal Tishaktsu, then you can interrupt Ketan v'Gedoyim b'emtza Krishma v'Berchesaha in middle of the Shema and the blessing. Avoloi b'emtza Tfilas Yudches, but not in the middle of the Amida prayer. Shaloi yitiru lahafsing b'emtza Tfilas Yudches, because the only time they allow you to interrupt the davening prayer El Mishum Chashash Sakonas Nefashis Bilvad. And certainly, if the only time is when there's a worry of life in danger, that's the only time you're allowed to interrupt. As will be explained later on, Siman Kuf Dalet in Sif Aleph and Beis. Certainly not for the prohibition of Shaktsu, which is only a rabbinic. Because they said that there's no prohibition in this case. So he says for the davening, you're not allowed to even in that case. If it causes, because he needs to go, his other bodily things start to walk, he starts passing gas. Another is Bar B'Simen Kuf Gimel. That's going to be explained in chapter 103, which is over there in Sea of Beis. But let's do Gimel, Umekomakoim. But nevertheless, Lechatchila, to begin with, this is only after the fact. But to begin with, Yifdek is Atzma Yofa. A person should inspect himself before the davening. And he'll be disturbed in his davening. You should check yourself out. Make sure that you're okay instead of going into a situation where you're going to be have problems later on. Also, remove all your spit, all your other bodily things. Get rid of it before you start davening so that you don't get those things in the way of your davening. And afterwards, he should wash his hands with water. Even though he washes his hands in the morning, since he has touched with his hands in the places which are covered, the tenefes, or the places of his body in which it's called, which the dirt comes out, the other come out, so therefore the he says that he should wash his hands, as we'll see later on. If he touches, what happens? If he doesn't touch, what we're talking about, if a person's hands became, by touching parts of the body that are not to be touched when you're davening, so you have to wash your hands again. Since he touched the tenefe after shachris, still he should not make a blessing for this washing. In kvar belach al netilas shachris, if he's already made the bracha for washing in the morning, metamshi is bar b'simen zayin, for the reason that is explained in simen zayin. So over there, see, they're talking, if he made the bracha already, you know, normally sometimes people will wash right after they get out of bed, which is the first netilas yadayim. We do so today too, and then they use the bathroom, and then they touch, and then they wash again. So sometimes they've already made it until shachris, you don't make it again. But over here, if you did already make the bracha, so you don't have to make it again until shidayim. You don't make another bracha for this, and but just wash your hands. Okay, leave it over here, and we shall continue.